We're all afraid we're not smart enough. And while this lack of certainty is expressed in market form, particular as to place and rank, underneath, it is a single insecurity that all of us experience globally, regardless of place, because class is a totalitarian whole enforced by the global market, which is set up to make us insecure. And perhaps most of all, to be useful in these times, after the repeated loony attempts of power to install their fantasy of ancient Greece, after millennia of treating ourselves and each other as if we were commodities, after endless war, after Auschwitz, what we most need from theory is for it to explain clearly to us why we obey. For only when that spell is broken are we free to design a new society, design a new way. Smart has never been the question. The question is our broken hearts, and the answer to why is our atomization, which busted up our relations into 1,000,000 fragments, condemning us to perpetual disorientation, robbing us of our bearings. We no longer know who we are. And for each fragment, power has designed propaganda just for it. We truly are living in a designer world, so totally not of our making. We've lost interest in taking our responsibility, our absolutely due and necessary responsibility. But we are still living things. We are still Earth. There is within us authentic life that listens, that waits, and hopes, like Tennyson's Rose. There has fallen a splendid tear from the passion flower at the gate. She is coming, my dove, my dear. She is coming, my life, my fate. And the red rose cries. I'm sorry, I can't read this without thinking of all the suffering across the millennia captured in these words. She is coming, my life, my fate. The red rose cries, she is near, and the white rose weeps, she is late. The larkspur listens, I hear, and the lily whispers, I wait. She is coming, my own, my sweet, were it ever so airy a tread, my heart would hear her and beat, were it earth in an earthy bed, my dust would hear her and beat, had I lain for a century dead, would start and tremble under her feet and blossom in purple and red. I only know that fragment thanks to George Eliot, who loved it. And thank you, ma'am, for sharing it, because otherwise I would not have ventured into that poem. I know that for sure. Tennyson's Maud is like our freedom. We will never relinquish her. The question of language is, in some sense, the question of what sounds the right note to make the great bell tremble. How will you know the pitch of that great bell, too large for you to stir? Let but a flute play neath the fine mixed metal, listen close, till the right note flows forth, a silvery rill, then shall the huge bell tremble, then the mass with myriad waves concurrent shall respond in low, soft unison. George Eliot, Eerie Woman, magical. The earth must be our lingua franca. We are all her sons and daughters. We are all supported by her broad back. And we can't grow big until we remember that.